Fractured bones, busted knees, and concussions are just a few of the job hazards for professional ski racers. Olympians Tommy Ford and Loren Ross of Central Oregon have had their share of spectacular crashes. They've each bounced back from potentially career-ending injuries to compete this winter for spots on the 2018 U.S. Olympic team. Correspondent Tom Bonsi has their story of perseverance.
9 months ago, alpine ski racer Loren Ross woke up in a Colorado hospital in excruciating pain. She'd just come out of the operating room after blowing out a knee in a crash at the 2017 U.S. National Championships.
There were many moments like that where I had a hard time thinking about anything but the pain that I was in.
Ross grew up skiing from the age of two. She learned to race with the Mount Bachelor ski team and has been on the U.S. national team for 8 years. Speaking via Skype, Ross says she's been hurt many times before, but this latest injury was the most severe. The recovery taxed her emotionally as well as physically.
I was battling some demons and some questions that I had, you know, all of the uncertainties about, am I going to be able to ride a bike again? Am I going to be able to walk normally again? I wasn't really thinking too much about skiing at that point.
But she would work hard to get back on skis and remarkably is already back doing well on the top level race circuit. The 29-year-old says it's scary to think about crashing again, but the rewards of skiing are worth the risk.
If I were to retire from skiing and if I were to say, you know, I don't want to take that risk, I'm done, I would still feel the fear and the doubt in myself. And I would also feel regret on top of that. So I just knew that I had to give myself this chance.
Ross got advice and encouragement from her boyfriend, also an alpine ski racer, also from Bend, Oregon. Tommy Ford suffered a gruesome injury in 2013 that took several years to recover from. He broke his femur in a crash against a tree while free skiing in the French Alps.
I couldn't help but share like how I came back to skiing because I did it at a different pace than a lot of people, and I continue to share it's okay to take your time. It's okay. Go at your own pace because there's a lot of pressure to come back quick, especially during the Olympic year.
Both Ford and Ross had top 10 finishes at World Cup races in December. More good, consistent results in January races in Europe should secure their spots on the U.S. Olympic team bound for Pyeongchang. They'd join other likely Olympians there, including Michaela Schifrin, Lindsey Vonn, and Ted Ligety.
I'm excited to get to the Olympics and enjoy the moment. The last Olympics, it was very rushed and it was kind of chaotic and pretty stressful, honestly. It was really cool to see a lot of friends and family, but the whole event was really intense, and I want to be able to enjoy Korea.
The 28-year-old Ford anticipates specializing in giant slalom in Pyeongchang, which he raced at the 2010 Vancouver Games. Ross says she ideally would like to race in downhill, Super G, and Super Combined in Korea, which are the events she contested at the Sochi Games in 2014. The U.S. Ski and Snowboard Olympic team will be named in late January, shortly before the Olympic opening ceremony on February 9th. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.